Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she didn't ask to be in the Kissmas Protection Program.
No, she said it with her chest.
She said it with her chest.
Wee.
Well, well, well. Let's go ahead and find out what Deanna's problem is today. Because she wants to know if she's the jerk for throwing out the Tupperware.
Did you say Deanna or Allie?
Me?
This sounds like a you thing.
I totally would do something like this. So you already know which way I'm going, but here's what she wrote in. Allie and DZ, I have an Am I the Jerk? Our fridge at work had a bad smell, like something was spoiled, so I put a note on the fridge to please clean out any items that belong to you. Mm-hmm. After a few days, I cleaned out the fridge and threw things away that were visibly moldy or old.
Fair.
But hold on, here's where I want to know if I'm the jerk. Am I the jerk for just throwing away the whole container? It didn't look like a nice one, just like a Rubbermaid one. If it was really moldy or nasty, because I was not about to open it and clean it out. Nobody has asked about any containers, and the fridge smells normal now. Deanna. Because I wondered when I opened this one. You can always send these in, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. I'm like, where is she going with this?
Right.
And then I went, oh, there's the dilemma.
There it is.
She threw out their entire Tupperware, and I am so on her team, even though it is wasteful as hell.
Yeah, but it's
recycling very well.
Oh, no. It's not earth friendly, that's for sure.
But...
All right, but the thing is, and I'm not trying to be a contrarian here.
Mm-hmm.
She took ownership of somebody else's property.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever's property it was, at the same time, wasn't taking
it's
ownership for themselves.
Space, yeah.
In a communal space.
Yeah, it's not like your house.
Right, right. And clearly the Tupperware had been probably forgotten about.
I don't understand. You saw how... Did you see how many I stacked in our kitchen? Those are me. That's like 10 Tupperwares in our kitchen that have gone unclaimed. Somebody puts them in the dishwasher. I put them in a stack. Nobody's jobs have changed. The same
right.
people work here that worked here 3 weeks ago.
Right.
I don't know who brought 10 pieces of Tupperware and is not claiming them. I'm about to throw them out or take them home.
Who's got 10 days worth of lunches
it's
that
bizarre.
They're not getting
and then
back?
They don't take it back.
See, but the thing is, you haven't thrown them out.
No, and those were clean.
Deanna, oh, well, yeah, true. True. Would you have tossed it out had it been in the fridge?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
If you had a moldy, I probably have thrown out people's Tupperware in the fridge when it's been moldy, if you want me to be honest, when I go in and see it. I'm like, you obviously don't care. Trash.
We've talked about tossing the mugs,
mm-hmm.
right?
I threw out the mugs when people wouldn't clean their
wouldn't
dishes.
Clean them. So yeah, technically one mm-hmm. and the same, realistically. Bruh, I don't like throwing out somebody else's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't like taking responsibility for somebody else's actions either.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I would leave it. If it's going to stink, it's going to stink. If I need to stop going in the kitchen, I'm going to stop going in the kitchen. But whoever it is, at the most, I would have taken it out of the kitchen, set it on the table, sent out an email, and been like, all right, this is going to start stinking. Right. Come clean it up. This is yours, not anybody else's. Clean up your mess.
Oh, so you would have just gone and confronted people versus just throwing it out like she did. Like, yeah. She put the note up. She went, and she wants to know if she's the jerk for throwing the whole Tupperware out, though. So that's a yes?
The problem's going to continue because of the way she approached it. So she's not doing anybody a service. It's a disservice. Therefore, ergo, I'm a justified jerk.
Somebody texted in, claim your Tupperware, people.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Make them claim it. Make them claim it. You just did somebody else's job for him. Don't do their due diligence. Do your own.
Ooh, somebody said, not the jerk. I hope that Deanna was at my work. That fridge is nasty. lots of people texting in, jerk and not the jerk. Ooh, I can't wait to hear what everybody says on the phones next. 414-533-1037. We will talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so Deanna wants to know if she's a jerk for throwing out the Tupperware at work because she warned everybody to clean their stuff out, and when they didn't, she started throwing out the old moldy containers in the fridge, and some of those were things that had food in them. She threw out the entire container.
Nobody ever reads the notes on the fridge, though. No. Let's be honest. And nobody ever wants to own up to the nastiness either.
They don't even go in the fridge. You can tell as they left their bring stuff to work, much like we buy salad at the grocery store with the hopes we're going to eat it that week, and we don't.
You know who it is? It's the person that meal prepped for 1 week and then never did again and forgot that they ever brought something.
You're so right.
It has to be.
You're so right. They're not a normal person that brings Tupperware. They tried to be healthy for a week. You're so right on that.
It has to be. That's okay. The only answer.
Before we decide this person's life story, let's go to the phones. Nancy's in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Nancy.
Morning, morning.
Hi, good morning.
She said her kids are so excited they made it through.
Hey,
we listen to you all every morning, and every morning we tried, and we were like, let's try again, and they are so excited.
Aww.
We're here. You guys made it.
And that's my mom's name, Nancy, so it's close to my heart. Hey, girl. All right, what do you think? Is she the jerk for throwing out the entire Tupperware?
She is not the jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
I feel that. Okay, so I feel that we're all adults, you know, you work in an adult environment, so right. You should know to clean up after yourself. I personally would have maybe sent out an email and given a deadline, hey, on Thursday, everything is going out, whatever is in the fridge, I will be tossing, but she still helped out the office by cleaning the fridge,
right.
So she is definitely not the jerk.
Nancy, this is how I would spin it as well. I helped you out. You're welcome.
Exactly.
I cleaned out the nasty fridge nobody wanted to touch. So don't talk to me about what I threw out because nobody else wanted to do it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And y'all know me. I'm going to justify it and be like, man, she didn't send the email. She could have. She just threw people's stuff out. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with her?
Do you really think Harv in the back still wants the moldy lasagna he brought in the 1 week he meal prepped?
He might have been letting it ferment.
He does not.
He was letting it ferment a little bit. You know, Gouda gets Gouda.
Extra flavor.
Extra flavor. Man.
All right. Thanks for calling, Nancy. We're glad you got through. Try again, okay?
Okay, have a good day.
You bye. Too. Bye to you and the kids. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Because if they call 5 days in a row, they'll get their own theme song.
Let's go.
Julie in Greendale texted in. I want to read this. She said, oh my gosh, this Am I the Jerk has perfect timing. The lounge at my job has become a dumping ground. Several staff and I are fed up and taking it into our own hands. We'll be throwing things away. We're sending out an email to staff letting them know they have 1 month to claim their stuff or it's gone. 1 month?
1 month.
Julie, I wouldn't even give them that long.
But why is Deanna having to mother the office?
That's what I'm saying.
She's clearly the only one bothered by, or the only one bothered enough by it to do something about it.
That's true.
I would have just sent something and said, get your stuff. We're all grown.
And bye.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's
not me. I would have thrown it out.
She just made herself the gatekeeper for the fridge. People are going to go, oh, nice. Somebody cleaned the fridge. Whoever did is going to do it next time.
Sarah in Kenosha texted in something great. She goes, be an adult. I'd hate to see their homes look like. No, their homes are fine because they have to manage those.
All the Tupperware cares at work?
Nobody cares at work. That's what we're missing here, people. It's not parallel.
Touche. You wish it was.
Just saying. Okay, let's go to Janine and Cudahy this morning. Hi, Janine.
Morning.
Good morning.
Is Deanna throwing out the Tupperware, or the whole thing? Does that make her a jerk?
It does not make her the jerk. And I think that's because I have to bring food in, and I don't want my stuff tasting or smelling like your moldy stuff.
Oh, that part. Mm-hmm.
So yes, absolutely.
The actual lunch bringers are now being affected daily when somebody done a month ago forgotten about the ill lasagna that they brought.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to lose my appetite going into the fridge.
Right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in. Listen to this. They said, when I was a retail manager, I had a sign on the fridge that said, the fridge will be cleaned out every Monday in all caps. Any containers left will be thrown away. No one ever said anything about their missing containers. Wow.
That's a good solution. I've worked at places that do that. Hey, every such day, every this day, every other week, whatever, we clean these fridges out. If your stuff isn't taken home, everything's gone. And they meant everything. Lunch boxes, bags.
Yep.
Unless it was closed container or something that somebody had marked, gone. Gone.
I think we just got the quote of the day texted in. Listen to this, Janine and DZ. Somebody said, when in doubt, throw it out. And when there's mold, be stone cold.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
316.
Our listeners are wild. Oh, God. All okay, right. Well, Janine, thanks for calling, Janine.
Thank you.
Thanks. Two for
Steve
two.
Steve Austin's going to break through the kitchen any minute now and go, roll up their Tupperware.
Crushing everybody's Tupperware.
David's in Guanago, last but not least, and David is a perfect way to round this out because David said he's been on both sides. Shame on you, David.
Hey, respect the man for admitting it, though.
Fair enough. He's taking accountability.
Right.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Morning, David. Talk to us, fam.
Well, then which way are you going to go if you've been on both sides? Yeah.
Definitely not the jerk. And the one text is perfect. You put the sign up. I can't believe they wait till Monday. There ain't nobody there on the weekend. Throw it out on Friday.
That is, if there is nobody there on weekends, true. Mm-hmm. Throw it out on Fridays.
Correct. And we like right now we have a clinic manager and she'll put down like, hey, clean out the fridge. It's getting nasty. But at my previous job, we had a sign. Throw it out. I mean, you're talking everything from the red-covered Rubbermaid to glass Pyrex. If it's in there,
Pyrex is
not my job to do your dishes.
And you know what, David? You just triggered something for me. When I was throwing out everybody's coffee mugs because they kept leaving them in the sink and waiting for somebody else to clean them, this went on for months before I had had enough. I put a sign up, by the way, that said, nobody's coming to clean your dishes. Please clean them. And when they didn't, I did the sign before I threw everything out, for the record.
Okay.
For the record.
Yeah, 100%.
I said, nobody's coming to clean them. Nobody. They're going to sit here for weeks unless, because Allie's done.
Well, and there's always that one person that will not acknowledge the sign, will not take their stuff out.
Yeah, I know.
Never
and then
read
they
it,
complain after.
I know. I got into a fight with him in the hallway when he realized I threw all his mugs out, Bart, and I have no regrets about it. That's all.
David, look at what you're starting,
see,
man.
Now triggered.
They complain the day after it gets thrown away or later that same day.
Yeah,
so then you know that they saw it.
Yeah, but they didn't care until their stuff got thrown away. Well, nobody noticed Indiana's position, so she is definitely not the jerk. And if they had noticed, not the jerk.
It was a clean sweep today. Mm-hmm. David works it out, not the jerk.
Thank you, David.
Talk to you later.
Peace, fam.
Well,
peace.
I mean, everybody agreed. Fine with me. Perfect.
I'm done. I'm on the wrong side of the hill.
Yeah.
And I don't want to keep justifying. Mm-hmm. But, bro, consider the fact that you go in, right? You say, we're cleaning it out. Throw everybody's stuff out. You don't look whether it's moldy or not.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, the night guy is going, where's my lunch? Garbage. In the garbage because everything got thrown out.
Everything.
Including your pizza.
Everything. Oh.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.